This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is the band Matt and Kim. They're one of 18 acts playing in this weekend's first Boston Calling Music Festival, which some are calling a vitamin D shot for Boston's music scene. Among the big acts that will take over City Hall Plaza this weekend are The National, Andrew Bird, Fun, and The Shins. Mike Snow is co-founder of Boston Calling, and Mike Snow, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be here.
You said that you want this to be a defining musical festival for Boston, like South by Southwest or Austin City Limits. Why do you think Boston hasn't done this before?
It's a massive undertaking, right? And we've got great venues. So when you look at a city that's relatively small space-wise, we don't have the 10 acres on a field somewhere. Right. We don't have 400 concert venues that everybody can come in and come out of that will unite on one big front. So you look at the whole city and you're like, we've got a great space. It's in the heart of Boston. It's not a field. And it's just a lot of work to break the box and to really sort of look at the space for what it is and just imagine it as something completely different.
Tell me sort of when this idea began to take shape in your mind, because as you say, huge undertaking, but you're pulling it off. The event is already sold out. That's got to feel pretty good.
It feels amazing.
But when did this begin to take shape? Where did this idea come from?
About 18 months ago, we really sort of started on the whole trip, but we used the space. They have a great stage built into the plaza. It's kind of a natural amphitheater. And we always looked at it, and you get tons of people for free events, and the architecture lets people sit on the stairs and sort of enjoy a great night in the heart of the city. And we just said, well, why couldn't we just fence the whole thing in, right? Why couldn't we just actually make this a venue? And other than logistics, there was no reason why we couldn't. It was finding a home for our main stage and to use the City Hall stage as well. Hmm. And it was just cracking that thing open.
Now, this festival is the first major public event since the Boston Marathon bombings. And I'm wondering if that shifted in any way the way you had to prepare for this.
We started with the Boston Police Department way back when and said, what would you like to see? Bag search actually was the one thing that got a little bit more attention. And now we're going to have officers there in case anything of question is in a bag, which, you know, that was probably the big major change. But we've always wanted to do a really safe event, right? You get 20,000 people together, you want them to have the best day of the year. And you really got to make sure when they come in that you've taken the time to make sure you know who's there. So we feel buttoned up. We feel excited. The city has responded in a way that we're passionate about, that show our resiliency. And we're excited to have everybody down there.
Well, Mike, as you mentioned, 20,000 tickets already sold out. I'm wondering if, as you look down the road toward maybe a second Boston Calling Festival, are you thinking of a bigger venue, maybe more neighborhoods, maybe it's spilling, I don't know, across the Esplanade or something like that?
At this point, I want to master this location, and I certainly want to make it so that every person who comes really can see, like, no, this is a great concert venue. We've got a great plan. I bet we're most of the way there, and we'll have to fine-tune it. And there's certainly going to be news of more events to come very shortly.
Well, Mike Snow, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great. Carry on, carry on.
Mike Snow is the co-founder of the Boston Calling Music Festival, which has its maiden voyage this weekend. So let's talk a little more about the music and kick off this week's Artery segment when we talk to artists, musicians, and critics about what's exciting them. With us now is Jeff Edgers, arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing there?
Good. So right now we're listening to the song Carry On from the Brooklyn-based band Fun. Jeff, we just heard from Mike Snow, one of the co-founders of the festival, that they want this to be a defining music festival for the city of Boston, like Austin City Limits or South by Southwest. Do you buy that? Do you think it can be?
Well, I mean, they've taken the important first step of actually getting acts that are both critically acclaimed and really popular. And that's really held back Boston as far as outdoor music thing. We've had the Green Day concert at the Hat Shell. But in general, on City Hall, you know, we haven't really had anything that you could compare to Austin City Limits. But these are some good groups that are going to be coming in, and it's, you know, there's a reason this is sold out. I mean,
it's already sold out, yeah.
VIP tickets available, which I know that's how you travel, but, you know, in steerage, we're out of luck.
Oh, yeah, that's me, VIP. Well, let's dig into the music, because I know you're a fan of some of these bands that are coming in. I want to bring up that Fun song again. This is Carry On off their latest album, Some Nights. So, Jeff, tell me about this band, what you like about it.
Well, what I love about this band is they're on, you know, not to mention another radio station. You can cut it if you want, but they're on Kiss 108. And as, you know, the father of an 11-year-old, that's in heavy rotation in our car. And Fun is one of those groups that, like, we can actually have a common bond on. They've got great hooks. They've got great singing. They're very musical. It's a good group, and they're really popular. They have a local connection, too. You've got their manager, Dalton Sims, who lives in my town in Concord. I don't know him, but, you know, like, maybe I should.
Maybe you should. He sounds like one of the VIP guys who could help you get into the festival this weekend.
You're right about that. Too little, too late, though.
And they've also got some serious recognition. Fun won the Grammy for Best New Artist this year, right?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a big deal. But again, like, my ultimate test isn't a Grammy. My ultimate test is whether I can sit there with my daughter and restrain myself from being like a music snob. And Fun allows that.
That's Fun, which sound like Fun. All right. Another band you're excited about, the Dirty Projectors. Let's listen to some of their music. This song is called Cannibal Resource from their album Bitta Orca. So, Jeff, I read that these guys have released 7 full-length albums. I don't know their music, but some have compared them to Frank Zappa.
Some have compared them to that. Sometimes they remind me of Squeeze a little, like the singing and the sort of guitar work. And then sometimes I feel like I'm listening to, like, some kind of dissonant, like, Captain Beefheart situation. It's hard to chart them, other than to tell you that I like the music, they sound good, they write well, and I feel like I could go to, like, the Knitting Factory in New York and coexist with those people because I love this band.
There are also going to be some local bands in the lineup this weekend. We actually spoke to 2 members of the increasingly popular group Bad Rabbits, who just released their debut full-length album. Their music is a sort of blend of R&B, funk, and rock. Here's a song by Bad Rabbits called Can't Back Down.
You should not listen.
So that's Bad Rabbits. They told us they define their music as post-R&B futuristic funk punk, and they developed their chops in the Boston underground scene. What do you think? What do you hear there?
I'd almost rather we wipe away that description and just say they sound like Morris Day and the Time 1985 to me, and they've got that, like, Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, Casio in the background. Even their videos, if you go online, look like 1985. And very catchy, good party music. And, you know, it's an important thing, I think, for the organizers to, like, throw a bone to the local music scene, because too often it's kind of like us or them. Mm-hmm. And the idea of giving a group from around here a shot to be on a bill with, you know, Fun and, like, the National, that's a pretty cool thing.
Well, another band you're excited about this weekend is The Shins. Let's listen to a little bit of The Shins. This track is called Simple Song.
Well, this is just a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong.
Well, The Shins are just top-notch. I mean, you know, James Mercer, their leader, he's been writing great music for years and years, and this new record is just more the same, and I say that in a good way. Like, you always know what you're getting. You're getting something compelling and emotional and catchy and driving. Of everybody in this build, that's my favorite band.
All right, Jeff's favorite band, The Shins. You heard it right here. But, Jeff, I got to ask you about this Boston Calling Music Festival. Why hasn't this type of festival happened in this city before? It's had a pretty vibrant music scene for a while now. A lot of good history here. Why are we just getting around to a big music festival like this?
You know, we've had this discussion before, this idea of the Boston sound. There is no real unified Boston sound. There are just groups that are kind of disconnected that do well at different times. So we can't really say that Jay Giles and Morphine and Aerosmith and New Edition are really connected in any universal way. So it's not like a place like Austin where you've got the twangy, twangcore scene, or Nashville, or even L.A. where you've got the music industry. So that's, you know, one problem. And two, no one's thought of it before. I mean, growing up around here on City Hall Plaza, I'm used to oldies, you know, like Flo and Eddie and, like, you know, Two of the Monkees, and, you know, really like the Four Tops without any of the original members. Those are the kind of shows I've witnessed on, you know, City Hall Plaza. The idea of bringing this all together, which is a business proposition as well as an artistic proposition, is probably not that easy to pull off, and I hope it lasts.
Well, as we mentioned, it's already sold out except for a collection of VIP tickets. So if you're friends with who? The mayor, Peter Wolf, maybe Steve Tyler, maybe they can hook you up. But Jeff, already sold out. Does that tell you that maybe they need to think about a bigger venue than cozy City Hall Plaza looking down the road?
You know, it might be a bigger venue. It might be stretching out across, you know, what used to be the central artery and, like, you know, moving into another neighborhood. It might be having different stages, maybe even spread it over 3 or 4 days. I don't know. But I'll tell you, you could have worse problems than a sold-out festival.
True enough. Thanks so much, Jeff Edgers.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Edgers is an arts reporter at the Boston Globe. You can find more information about the Boston Calling Music Festival happening this Saturday and Sunday at City Hall Plaza. You can go to WBUR's arts blog, artery.wbur.org. And let's go out on some more local music that will be featured this weekend. This is the post-rock band Caspian from the great North Shore town of Beverly. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, and Alex Kingsbury. We have help this week from Shannon Dooling and Mira Sharma and James Trout. Tim Skog is our technical director. The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.